If you have been one of those people who have felt guilty about taking some time off or doing things for yourself or self-care because you know you have so much to do, I promise you this episode is for you. We're going to talk about ways that you can learn to overcome them, overcome that feeling of guilt, and why that's important. So that's what we're talking about on today's episode. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches. On this podcast, we are talking to women, we are talking to sister friends, we are talking to those of you who are out there that are coaches or consultants or experts, or you want to be that woman of God, a believer, a non-believer. We're talking to everybody about what you can do to grow, to start, to launch your business. We just come from a Christian perspective because that's who I am and what it is I do. And today we are talking about overcoming guilt with self-care. I was on a call at the time of this recording the other day, and we were, it's an accountability group. And I've told you guys about that group before. And we have another couple of new folks that are joining us in this group. And one of the ladies at the end, the newer lady, she said something to the effect of, y'all just got my whole life right. She said, because what I'm going to focus on, she had one thing she was going to focus on for the 12 weeks, but she decided that she said, I'm going to just deal with focus. She said, because I'm all over the place. You guys know, are you one that has shiny object syndrome? You have a lot going on. You have a lot of things that you're doing. And here's the thing. When you have a lot of things going on, oftentimes we're not doing anything we want to do well. My Lord and my God, I'm coming in strong already. Like, and I'm talking about starting. I'm not talking about you're already down the road. You've done what you wanted to do for yourself or for your business. You've mastered something and now you're ready to go to something else, right? So like I have a friend of mine that I coach. She has a great podcast. Actually, it's called Thriving After 50, Coach Greta, Master Coach Greta. And when we're talking about anything that has to do in health and wellness, she don't have to have a goal for that at all. She's mastered it. Lost over 100 pounds without any surgery, any medication, anything like that. At the age of 66, she started at, I think it was 54. She's kept it off for 12 years. She looks fantastic. And that doesn't have to be her goal. So she's on to other goals, right? Because that's something that she's mastered. And I'm sure that at the time that she was mastering that, because it took her a little bit over a year to get there, that she was working on other goals, but she was working on mastering something good. And what ends up happening, ladies, is that we want to master so many things. We have so many business ideas. We have so many things we want to do. We have so many things that we're taking care of. And there are seasons, there are times when we have to absolutely slow down. And what ends up happening is, and this is what one of the sisters on the call had said, is that she feels guilty when she's not doing that. Feeling guilty. Let me bless you with this. Feeling guilty when you want to take time off is an unintended outcome of always having something to do. It is an unintended outcome of always having something to do. You didn't know that you were building this thing, this feeling, this guilt feeling, if you decided to just stay in the bed for the day, right? And just veg and watch TV and just eat and do whatever you felt like doing. You didn't know that that was going to accompany a guilty feeling because you are that person that's always busy. And oftentimes some of us are busy because of circumstance, right? We have to be busy because it requires things in our life require money. And I'm not even talking about luxury. I'm not even talking about, the things above and beyond. I'm talking about the bare necessities, food, clothing, and shelter, right? You're doing that for the most part. And it's going to require, because of life circumstances, you to be doing a lot of stuff. But even in that time, there are times when we have to take some time off. And we just don't know that if we keep going, one of the things, as my sister said, one of the things that's going to happen is you can get set down by God. And I promise you, take it from a sister who has been there, done that, can write a book about it. You don't want God to have to set you down. You don't want God to have to start screaming to you. You don't want God to allow something to happen because you have not been a good steward over your temple. That might set somebody free right there. The temple where the Holy Spirit is supposed to reside, our body, right? Our mind, our soul. What if we are not taking care of that, right? You don't want to have to be set down because you are not doing right by that. And we have to figure out ways to get over this guilty feeling. Now, again, I know it's very real. I remember about 20 years ago when I was doing my dissertation, and I remember finishing my dissertation and I was done. I had defended. I was successful doctor, all this type of stuff. And then weekends would come and I didn't have any writing to do. I literally didn't have any writing to do. I didn't have any writing to do. I didn't have any research. I had to be studying. And for a long time, I felt guilty because I was like, I should be doing something. I shouldn't have this free time. I remember going up and getting prayer because I felt like I wasn't focused in my life because I didn't have anything to do. Nothing that was like hanging over my head and was feeling like the enemy was really messing with my mind about that. Just like, and I never, I think it took me a lot longer to see it was okay to not have anything to do. But I thought if I didn't have nothing to do and I was feeling this guilty feeling that I wasn't focused and all that, I'm telling you, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Sometimes we have to get good or we have to get better at knowing when we have to give our mind, our body, our emotions, our spirit, our intellect a rest, right? And watch this. God does not, I don't believe, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, send a sister a message. I'm willing to listen. God don't speak through busy. My Lord and my God, he doesn't speak through the noise of busy, right? He's not going to, but he can when he sits us down. But watch this. You know what? I'm going to stand on this. I'm going to stand on this. God doesn't speak through busy, because if God sits you down, it's because you were too busy. And so then you can hear him speak, right? So if you don't want to be one of those people that get set down, you don't want some health scare. You don't want, I'm not putting no health scares on people. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. That's what I dealt with. I'm not saying that at all. I just know that God has a way of getting our attention when he wants to get our attention. So what are some of the things that you guys do to take your time so that you aren't feeling guilty. Now, let me say this. I want you guys to go to the website, shelaunchesit.com. At the bottom of the front page, you can leave me a message about this. You can hit me up on DRT, Dr. Sowell, DRT at shelaunchesit.com. Leave me a message. Tell me, what are some of the things you do? I want to be able to talk about that. I could talk about that on another episode, right? But there are some things that we literally have to begin doing to take our time back. And watch this. At the beginning, this might bless you. At the beginning of doing it, you are going to feel guilty, right? So when we are starting something new, I think we try to tell ourselves, or we desire to not have any ill feelings or ill effects from that new thing we're starting. So watch this. Let's say you have not worked out in several years or worked out hard, and you go and you start working out. We don't want to experience the ill effects of working out. We don't want to be sore. We don't want to feel like we got shot, like we hurt so bad. We don't want to go through that pain, right? And so sometimes we will tend to not do it. If you're trying to begin to change your diet or stop going to what I call the legalized crack house, Starbucks, I said to deal with it. If you want to stop doing that, right, because of the amount of money it's costing you, because of, you know, you're drinking things with caffeine, there's some, maybe, you know, you feel like lightweight addicted to it. If you're going to stop doing that, you might start having headaches because of it. Because there are some unintended outcomes. There are some ill effects to making some of those changes. If you are starting to decide that you want to drink more water, you know what you're going to do? Go to the bathroom a lot more. And that makes people mad, right? Like, you're flushing yourself, right? If you're going to start reading the Bible more, you're going to fall asleep at the beginning. Because some of the Bible is boring. It's true. People don't want to talk about it, but it is, right? So it doesn't matter what it is you're doing. There are going to be ill effects or impacts at the beginning of doing it because you're trying to start something new. You're trying to start another habit. We are a feel-good generation, and we don't want to hurt. We don't want to be in pain. We don't want to struggle. We don't want something to be hard most of the time. And that's oftentimes why we stay in a place of comfort, is because we don't want to go through the season of hard. That might set somebody free. We stay in the place of comfort because we don't want to go to the season of hard. And oftentimes the season of hard is a rite of passage to where it is you're trying to go. So some of the things that I think that you can do to get past that is, number one, understand, as I just said, number one, I don't really have these numbers, but I'm going to say this is number one. Understand that at the beginning of doing it, you're going to feel guilty, and that's okay. It'll get better. It'll get better after a while. It'll get better after a while. Another thing is, I would encourage you that in the evening, put a stop time on your phone. Everybody got a smartphone. And if you have a dumb phone, which is not a smartphone, then just set an alarm some other sort of way, right? Put an alarm to stop at the end of the night at a certain time. Not just to go to bed, but time where you can wind down in a quiet way for yourself. You can read if that's what you want to read. And I'm talking about pleasure reading. Right. I'm talking about something that's just mindless. And again, I'm saying this seriously, because when we do, like, I've done it before where I am reading, like at the end of the night, I'm reading the Bible, or I'm reading a business book. But that stuff I should be doing anyway. So then I try to do it during my me time, when that's not, I got to do that during the rest of the hours that I have. And or I say I'm going to take 15, 20 minutes to do some of that. Right. I'm going to take 30 minutes to do that, to read the Bible, to read something in business, if that's what I want to do, read something in self-help, because reading is my thing right now. Then after that, I can decide to pleasure read. Right. Like, break up the time, but give yourself an alarm every day, not 5 days a week, not just on your work days, not just on the weekends, every day, to tell yourself to stop. And to shut everything off. Don't take no phone calls. Put your phone, if you have a smartphone, put it on do not disturb, right? So that you can have some wind down time. You can have some relaxed time. You can begin to let your body rest. You could do whatever it is that's going to bless your spirit. That's mindless, right? Because that's something that we need. If we are going to get past, that's going to be something that's going to help us, rather, that's going to help us with our overcoming this guilty feeling of self-care. And for a while, you might cheat. You might hit the snooze button. Don't do that to yourself. I'm telling you, because I trick myself like this. Hit the snooze button. Or I'm going to stop in a minute. And before you know it, you're 30 minutes past your time, right? Or you're going to want to balk on it. I'm not going to do it today. I got more stuff to do. You got to stick with it. Another thing is I want you to try to create a Sabbath for yourself. Now, we know the Bible talks about having a Sabbath. And we know that we all just feel like we just still have stuff to do. I've done it. I do it, right? And while this season for you, wherever you are in your life, may mean that you cannot take a full day, take some blocks of time. Take as many blocks of time, many hour blocks that you can. So maybe you could say, like, you take a particular day and you have 4 hours. That's all you can spare on that day. And that's your Sabbath time. Start with 4 till you can push it up to 6. And then when you get to 6, push it up to 8, right? Like, start somewhere, because we have to start somewhere in order to get where it is we need to go with overcoming this doggone guilty feeling, because we are superwomen. We taking care of our children. And depending on where you are in your life, you might be parenting your parents. I know one of my niece said it's hard to raise parents these days, right? You might be a caregiver for parents, right? You might be at a high profile job or in a position where at work where you're making, you know, a lot of money and you are the one that has to do a lot of the work, right? You might have a business that you're getting off the ground. Like, there is a lot going on. The church extracurricular things, right? And you're training for something. All those things are things that are important that you have to take some time off. So even if you can't take a full day Sabbath, take some hour blocks, whatever you could do until you can do more, and dedicate that time for you. I remember a few years ago when my goddaughter had me doing a Sabbath day, because I work 7 days a week. I'm not even playing, because on this grind, it's like you can't take no time off. That's the story I'm telling myself. And when I tell you, I balked on it for a long time, easily six months. And then I started looking forward to it. I started looking forward to it because I was like, this is my time. If I want to stay up and read all night long, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I can sleep in if I want to. I can take myself to lunch. I can do whatever it is I want to do, right? Like, it started to feel good. And as of late, I've kind of gotten away from that full day. And that's something that I absolutely have to get back to. So I'm telling you guys this because it's something I live with. And watch this. Here's another thing. The more that you decide to take time off, you will find that you are doing more because you are resting. It almost sounds counterintuitive. It almost sounds like backwards logic to be able to do more when you do less or do more when you're resting. But I'm telling you that when you are able to rest your mind, your body, and your spirit, I believe that God honors it. I believe that we get to a point where we can do more. We get more ideas to come to us, right? We get more time to be able to just be like, oh, you know what? That's good. And I believe, again, I absolutely believe that God is always speaking. We're just not always listening, right? You can look outside of your window and God can give you a revelation by watching the trees outside. My Lord and my God, because that's the kind of God I serve, right? But we might not be in that space where we can hear what he's saying through those leaves, right? You might be able to hear God, you know, in the shower, walking down the street, driving, listening to your music, hearing someone speak, listening to a podcast, doing something on your job or your business, right? And I remember my girl just literally told me the other day that she was in a play acting, and God was downloading to her while she was on stage in the middle of a dialogue. And I was just like, you know, and what he downloaded to her was absolutely nuts, right? This idea that she's going to have coming up. I'm actually going to have her on the podcast soon, Reverend Tammy Denise. And it's just like, he's always speaking. But if we are not in a place, if we haven't begin to learn how to set that time aside to rest our temple, it's harder for God to speak. You know what? As I'm saying this, God is saying this to me. When I'm going through this season of not hearing from God, could it be because I'm too busy to hear from God? My Lord and my God literally just downloaded that to me. Because I'm in this season, you might find yourself in a season where you're not hearing from God. But is that because we are doing too much and therefore cannot hear from God? So if I'm supposed to be cutting off myself at night at a certain time, I need to get back to doing that. If I need to be taking my Sabbath, I need to get back to doing that. I need to get back to making sure I'm setting time aside to do nothing so that I can replenish my thinking, so that I can replenish what it is I'm doing. I may have to set projects down for a season to say, I can't do that right now. My accountability group is really helping me to recognize you doing too much, right? Because one of the things when you get to doing things, ladies, even the gentlemen that are listening, when you start picking up more to do, you have to also understand the season you are in. Meaning, are you in a season where, again, you're taking care of others more than normal? Are you in a season where your job is more demanding? Are you in a season where you're traveling more? Are you in a season where you feel overwhelmed? Are you in a season where you're helping out some loved ones more, right? Your finances might not be where they need to be. So you not only with what it is that you want to do, not only do you have to consider that, but you also have to consider the season you're in and what's happening around you. And you have to make sure that you're making allowances, right, for that as well. Right. You have to make allowances for that as well. So these are some of the things that I believe that you should do to be able to get over that guilty feeling of self-care and understand, as I said, that feeling as you are doing this, it is going to still happen. It's going to take some time, but do it anyway. I'm encouraging you to do it anyway. I'm pressing you to do it anyway. I almost want to demand that you do it anyway, because it is you. I don't want to be at the point where God is ready to call me home and I have not done the things that I want to do. I want to feel good now. I want to think well. I want to see well. I want to hear well. I want to do well, but I want to do that for me too. When does it ever stop? Right? When does it ever stop? And so now it's a time for us to begin to do what we need to do, because God, when God has us, we all know, and I'm ending with this, what God has said to many of us in life. Well, I should say many of us know, because some are still searching for that, and that's okay. But for those of us who know and we believe that God has something for us, you have to make sure that you are ready for it. Right? Are you ready for it with your health? Are you ready for it with your wealth? Are you ready for it with how you're living your life? Are you ready for it? If you're looking for a husband, are you ready for it? Are you ready for him? Are you doing all the things and the work on you? Like, are we, you know, I'm single too. Are we, right? So those are the things that we have to get in control of. And understand that it is a journey, not a destination. And I believe if we're doing what we're supposed to do, God will bless it in the end. I'm ending with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this word that you gave me. I am hoping, Father, that this is something that's a blessing to my family that is listening to this podcast. God, if they have someone else that needs to hear this, God, I'm asking you, Father, to put it on their heart to send this podcast to someone else, God, because it's really about you, Father. It is really about you and all that we do and all that I do, Father. It's all about you and spreading the good news for you, God, because I want us, Father, I'm asking for us to be able to take care of ourselves while we're on this side of heaven and while we're trying to do your will. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.